I was like, who, what low rent radio station does this guy work for? Because they were giving away prizes. And he's like, everybody, come on, belly up, go in the ball pit. I was like, that suit's too wrinkled for you to be a legitimate person. It's too wrinkled.
You just found the suit in a microphone.
Exactly. And it was
now you're the ringmaster.
Jerk practice, jerk practice. Sketch boys love to reminisce. Yeah.
God damn. Case. Welcome to the Jerk Practice Podcast. I'm Hans.
I'm Case.
I haven't been this hot in a minute.
Love it. hit you right before you hit record.
It's happened since 10:15. No, excuse me, since 9:45. I'll give you my morning. Ooh. Let's all
gotta roll it back.
Put it in space. Queens, story of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
H has a doctor's appointment for 10:30. A hot 10:30. That's all good.
Yeah. Oh sure.
Okay. Car's gotta get moved. I do a little work in the car anyway. All right, let me get out the door, Meg, because sometimes parking's a bear over there by old Mount Sinai. And so I get going.
Queens parking!
And I can't find fucking parking for the life of me. And the thing about it over there is usually they do a quadrant where the alternate side parking is the same. So if you're within like 10 blocks, you know that one side's going to be no parking Tuesday, Friday, 11:30 to 1, right? The other side, yada, yada. But this one by the hospital, every block is different. It's just Tuesdays. God. It's just Mondays. It's Fridays from 11:30 to 1. It's Fridays from 8 to 9:30. And I was just like, oh my God. So I
pick a fucking time, would you?
So I finally found a parking on Crescent Street. It's a hard wedge in.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I go, I know I saw that sign, but let me give it a check. Sure enough, I was like, ooh, old Kia's parked to some beauties here. You got a Porsche Cayenne, got some Teslas. It's because I was in the doctor's only, surgeon's only parking area. So I have to fucking move. And I
speaking
finally
of sore thumbs, Porsche, Tesla, Kia with three wheels. Yeah, he is a patient.
He's low on oil. And so I.
Oil light's still on, even with the car off.
Yes.
Like the eye of Sauron just blazing.
It's because I've been.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
I've added too many quarts to too dirty of an oil. In place of an oil
too
change.
Many different. It's like Ellis Islands of oil. Just any brand, any.
Oh, yes.
Any viscosity. We take one.
Give me your huddled oils, your wretched cream.
Your Valvolines,
your Pennzoil.
Sam's Club Best.
Watch out for those Pennzoils. You know, they used to, they didn't consider Pennzoils white back then. You hear that a lot. You hear that a lot from some angry Irish. Like, all right, we get it. You weren't, okay. But I do get parking, right? Early enough, I make a phone call. I'm like, I'm going to get in my appointment at 10:30. Oh, but where I get parking, I got to move it at 11:30. Okay, whatever. My appointment's at 10:30. It is an in-and-out style of appointment. I really just need her. It's like I need to get a shot. I need her to sign something, and I'm peace out. So I was like, I'll get in there early. So I go. I show up 10:45. I do the electronic check-in first. Check-in with not-so-friendly lady at the desk.
I was going to say you don't make the classic mistake of going to the human, and then they just tap on the... Nope, you can't talk to me yet. You talk to that IBM.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll talk to you.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, fuck me, really?
She gave me...
You're sitting in front of a computer.
Yes. She gave me an eyebrow that I don't know where... It's Uncle Buck. Like, she didn't like the hat I was wearing or something. I couldn't place it. And I'm in an empty waiting room, so I'm like, whatever, that was a strange look, but it's fine. Sign here, please. Okay, no problem. That's not dark.
Onto actual paper
accent.
Or the computer?
Because
I already did sign in.
So I'm checked in. All of a sudden, the room fills up. Oh, okay. Glad I got here early.
First come, first serve. Golden rule.
And slowly but surely, like they're picking chess pieces off the board. Old crusty guy in Yankees jacket. Go on in.
Oh, you just made it, bud.
Bo's earphones. Go on in. Oh, she couldn't even hear that she was being called for a minute.
She just got up and walked in. You don't even know.
Go on in. Person comes out. Looks me right in the eye. Doesn't even call one person. Calls two people in at once. And I'm going, this is... okay, but this is a room with four different doctors, so maybe my doctor's just
one person
up.
For each one of your raised eyebrows, huh?
And then I do a stand-up, because the ladies at the desk are kind of behind a partition. I do a stand-up just enough so they can see my face above their cubicle.
This is the...
And I do a sit-down. Now it's 10:55. Keep in mind, I got the 11:30 move. I'm going... Mm-hmm. Well, I got to get in there. No matter what, even though this is a quick one, they got to do a blood pressure. They got to do a check. And your doctor's not ready to roll when you get in that room.
Never.
You got to wait. That's where the wait normally is. Normally you're in the room.
Of course.
So I'm like, all right. So I let
it just rehash what you told two people already. And I was like, then why did I fucking tell those two people before? If you're just going to go... I'm not going to read what they wrote down. Just tell me. And I was like, why didn't you just come in 20 minutes ago then?
I'm in middle class. I'm in the middle steerage on the Titanic. And it's going down because I'm not making stink. Right? And so it hits. It hits 11. And then a line. Because I told myself at 11, I got to go up and talk to her. And be like, I think what's happening. So I get up to go. Boom. Longest line of people come at once off the elevator and make a line to her desk. So now I'm in back of a line. And I finally get up there and I go, I need
first.
To, because now it's 11:10 and it's over. Game over. I go, I need to cancel my appointment. She goes, what? Were you?
Pray tell why. That what? Brusque Eastern European accent faded away to a very soft call center. Oh, I am so sorry. You have to do what now? Cancel?
She's like, hold on. They didn't take you yet. And I'm going, clearly, madam.
No, I'm back for round two. I had so much fun the first time. I want to get on this ride again. You get off, you get on.
And I just go, no, I just need to cancel. And I'm like, I'm not caring it up, but I'm even better with the steam because it's an under the voice. I go, I must have just cut it. I have to cancel. I must have just cut it too short. And she goes, yeah, because your appointment was only. And she goes, okay. Okay. I'm writing a message to her assistant to see what's going to, like, and her computer. I go, no, it doesn't matter. I need to cancel. Like, it's too tight.
I don't want it.
And she goes, are you sure? And I go, yeah, I can't. And she goes, well, let's reschedule. And I go, I don't have time. Yeah. I don't have time to do this. I didn't mention either that I'm parked a good 10-minute walk away. That's as close as I can get. And so there you go. Okay. So anyways, my game plan, we were potting, put it in space. It's noon. We're going to pot at noon, right?
Yeah.
My street is your car has to be
still
moved
gotta
from 11:30 to 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So my plan was... I get there early, 10:15. I'm in by 10:30, maybe latest. She signs. Mm-hmm. I get a shot, maybe. I'm out of there, 10:45.
Check, 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 check. Fucking check it quit? Out. No, it was just super quiet. So I was recording, but it was... I could tell it was quiet in my ears. So fucking gonna blame Dell.
Good. Another peanut in there.
Let's see. Wow. So add that to
so
the
you
next.
Were coming
oh,
back.
So I'm coming back.
And you're
I've got a
the
plan.
Wave of
yeah, because I'm like, by the time I get back, it's perfect timing. Park, boom, in. Now everything's been pushed back, and I'm coming. Of course, I'm like giving a lot of expletives to Meg, like this is fucking ba 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 ba. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got 20 minutes. I'll get parking. Not a fucking chance, dude. No way. Con Ed is doing work.
Never works that way.
So when they're doing work on a block, it just fills the spots. So luckily, my wife is a saint, and she was like, I'm just going to go out and do some work anyway, so just
just stop outside. And she gave me that like 20 minutes ago. She's like, I'll hop in the car. I'll take Dell. We got to do some shopping anyway. She told me that 20 minutes ago. And I was like, no, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
This isn't your
fault. I'm going to find parking. I'll do it. And I went way too late. So I've been sitting in the seat 30 seconds before we started. Oh, it's just, I text Meg. She's like, you just got to laugh. You got to give yourself a Tom Hanks money pit stuck in the floor. Laugh so hard that you got to laugh. And instead I screamed, but then I sent her a message like, yeah, you're right. Cause I noticed, I was like, am I cold? I was like, oh no, I'm shaking. Cause I'm so mad. I'm actually shaking. So, which is so unhealthy. So I just let it go. Big fucking
deal. I have a similar, it deals with a car. It just happened like a week ago, probably. And it's one of those, like when you're really busy, you know this, and you're like, I got a day off.
Oh yeah.
Finally got one. You make the plans with the family. You got your list of stuff you got to do. And then you're like, I'll carve out some time to just do my stuff.
Yeah, of course.
The weather here has been like crazy, as we talked about on the podcast, like tornado warnings, mm-hmm. like every other week, crazy rainstorms, monsoons. And because I've taken over the yard work portion of our lease to save a couple shekels off the old rent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ooh. I'm on guard with yard work.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm not big on the chemicals. And I've seen the benefit because we see so many more birds and animals and,
yeah,
like,
sure,
idyllic creatures. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we didn't see those until we took over the yard.
Right.
And it was like, and Ash was like, well, you don't put down that crazy chemical that our daughter can't be in the yard for 48 hours. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course that would kill literally weeds, but everything else, yeah, under the ground.
There's a reason it has that
any
warning.
Living thing. So we have all these animals, and like now that's part of the problem because I used to leave the back part of the yard a little rough. A, out of just like laziness. I was like, why would I mow that whole back part? Shitty. It always floods. We don't use it. So I was like, let's let it grow and see. And aesthetically, it's kind of cool, like tall,
sure,
just like wild flowers, yeah, and shit. So it like looks kind of cool. And I'd mow it with a little like zhuzh, so it kind of looks like it's planned.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know it. I know
so
the zhuzh.
We had that for like 2 summers. So, of course, this spring, like we have the pooch now, the,
yeah,
old doggo.
Yeah, right.
So in April we went, stayed in a cabin with my parents and did some hiking. The dog's a golden doodle, kind of long curly hair. So the morning before we were leaving, you get one of those classic 80s horror movie moments. You're sitting on the toilet and you're like, what's that on my leg?
Oh God.
Oh, it's a tick.
Oh God.
Geek. And I was like, oh, God. I was like, okay, yeah, duh. It's like we were hiking in the woods. We stayed away from long grass, but, you know, whatever happens. So we were with my dad, and my dad's a hunter. He has dogs. So mm-hmm. he was just like, let's check the dog. You know, like,
oh, yeah,
here's where to look. Here's the spot. So we're like, oh, okay, the dog's fine. I must have just got it on my pants, but I was like, that fell off the dog in the sleep because the dog was sleeping in the bed that I was sleeping in. So it was just like, I'm getting feasted on by ghouls. So we come back home after that and we're like, okay, cool, do it. And as I described to you, our backyard has all these long fucking weeds in it. So the dog loves running around, throw her frisbee, jumps into these weeds, boom, boom, boom. Sure enough, like 2 days later, Ash is like, Case, yeah, get out of here!
Oh,
and I was like,
fuck.
What? And just like,
oh,
just climbing on the bathtub. What is that? What do you think that is? You think that's a wood tick? Baby spider, maybe? And we're both like, I hope it's a baby spider. And sure enough, it's not a wood tick. It's a dog tick, which are different, but same.
I've heard of deer ticks, but I've never heard of dog ticks.
See, it's a different type of tick, like, it won't give a human fucking whatever the like Bell's palsy disease, but it will give it to a dog.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, so fuck.
Funny you're
so again, that. Gotta like check the dog's shirt, and then old dumb dad is like, tomorrow, goddamn it, that shit's coming down.
Yeah.
This is my Frankenstein's monster, and I will take it down because it was me that did it. So he just like, it's, of course it's raining, but I'm like, I gotta mow it down. So I'm just like hacking it with the fucking Yucatan. Yeah. And a fucking old saw. So we finally get it all done. But again, because where we live is on this like creek ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally in the middle of Columbus, but there's like a sort of like Central Park-y kind of neighborhood that
gotcha.
Looks like the woods, just out of fucking nowhere. But that all those woods lead up to our fucking backyard. And then that little finger of fucking grass that I left. So I was like, they're all just coming.
Oh, there's because sanctuary.
Of me from the woods.
Yeah.
So like, we're like, okay, so we keep checking Holly. She gets a like tick on her face. So Ash is like, I can't fucking take it. We got to take the dog to the groomer.
Who got a tick on their face?
The dog.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you were saying Ash. In or no, just crawling?
It was like right on the lip of her nose, like on her snout.
But it hadn't sucked in? Oh, you popped it.
It was close.
Oh, boy.
Preventative? So like, I can't fucking. We did the whole thing. I get the tick collars. I got the natural yard spray, so it smells like peppermint constantly.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But does she take a, no? Keep going with your story. I gotta make sure to pin it for me.
Ash is like, we gotta get her fucking groomed. Ugh. So we're like stressing out because of all this. And, like, the dog has just been to the vet for all the re-up on the shots because of all this. So, it's just super stressful. We take the dog to the groomer. I know you had dogs, but your dogs all had relatively short hair, right?
Yeah, we never had to groom them, no.
So, we were like, okay, we'll just pop into the groomer. Similar story to what you had the doctor, like, she just needs a fucking buzz. We made an appointment.
Uh-huh.
So, Ash takes the dog in, and they're like, yeah, it's going to be 3.5 hours.
Fuck. I'm not in the mood to hear about
weights
today.
We have
today.
Car. We have to, like...
Yes, that's
so
it.
Do I have to Uber to work so my dog can get a fucking haircut that should take... And Ash was like, we were the fucking first ones there.
Exactly.
There were no other fucking dogs. They took our dog. And I was like, so they just took the dog. And she was like, yeah, I have to come home. I'm not going to sit in a Petco for 3.5 hours.
But she had made an appointment, right?
Yes.
That was my dad. I was like, Meg, why do even appointments exist?
It's true.
What the fuck? If I had shown up an hour late to my appointment, they would have told me,
mm-hmm.
You have to reschedule. Yeah. With disdain. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. So all the stress of that, Ash goes to get the dog. The dog's freaking out because never left the dog. When we take the dog to the vet, someone's with the dog.
Right.
So dog has this like edge. So I'm at home with Harvey, and then Ash is on the phone. She calls me and she's like, the car is breaking down on the highway. Ah! And I was like, all right, just like keep it together. She's like, I'm getting off the highway. I'm going through the neighborhoods. It's going to be another hour or whatever, you know, because she comes home and she's like, I don't know what it was. When I slowed down, it was fine. But when I was going fast, she's like, I felt like a pressure, like something had a hold of the car.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I mean, put my old fucking Mac mesh mechanics hat on, because I know everything about cars.
Low on oil.
Yeah, that oil light has been on for 2.5 years.
A dog does look nicely groomed.
So I go look, and then I see it, and I was like, oh, I see why you almost drove off the fucking road.
Oh, no.
The bottom of the car was, like, hanging down, like, off the car.
What?
And I was like, maybe that's what it is, honey. So Ash and I go look at it, and it's just this fucking piece of plastic that sat under the undercarriage of the car.
Uh-huh.
To, like, protect, like, the carburetor and shit, because it sits so low.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know
so
exactly what
fell.
You're talking
it
about.
Just wore out,
mm-hmm.
And it's just hanging there. And I get underneath old flashlight on the phone.
Yeah, you got it. That's the sign of a professional, phone flashlight.
Phone flashlight, not even a real mag light. It's like just the fucking
when I show up to an event for that company I write for, you know, and they're like, take pictures and stuff, and all the other people are there. They got their digital SLRs and got their equipment, and I got the old iPhone XR taking my... You don't get taken real seriously with that. So you're underneath, you got your professional flashlight. Underneath,
and got the flashlight, and I can see it's held on by one screw.
Sure.
The rest have all just melted off or ripped off. So Ashley's like, what are we going to do? I was like, I don't know. Do we have, like, and she's like, I was like, do you have AAA? And she's like, it expired.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, of course it did. So she's like, so I got to have to get AAA. I was like, don't pay fucking for AAA right now for them not to be able to come get the car.
Your insurance
and I needed to go
it.
To work the next day. So she's like, well, you can't drive the car like this. I can't drive the car like this.
Take off that part.
So I was like, okay. I was like, all right. Where's the tool bag? So I find the smallest, rustiest. The only thing that would have made them better is if they were greasy, like a fucking banana peel. Pliers.
Yeah.
So I'm like underneath and I'm trying desperately to like, and they're just your classic needle nose, like the pliers, wrench pliers. Like,
sure.
Just a tool every toolkit will have for you to like take a lug nut off something. So I'm under there trying desperately to like change my batting stance on how to hold it to get it.
No, I know.
Because it's not a proper nut. It's like a fucking stop sign. It's like a hexagon.
Yep. Yeah, well, I know.
And Ash was like, what are you going to do? And I was like, hey, it'd be easier if you could get under it, but I can't. And so it's just that stress of like, okay, we're going to have to pay for a tow truck, take it to the mechanic. In the place we take the car, they're like not sketchy. They're just fucking lazy.
Yeah.
The last time we took it in, I think I told you on the podcast, they had it the entire day.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I get my car back? And they're like, oh, we haven't touched it yet. And I was like, our appointment was for 9:30 in the morning. It's 8 o'clock at night. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh.
So I was like, wild. I'm not taking it to those fucking crooks. So she's like, what are we gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And it's just like, money for Ubers, money for mechanic, money for this, money. And I was like, fuck it. And I just went outside.
You ripped
and
that
I
off?
Took the fucking wrench. And I just was like, it's fucking cheap fucking plastic. Hurt. Hurt. Like, and I, like, Hulk screamed. I just went, fucking, yeah! And I felt a touch on my shoulder. So I thought it was Ash, and I was like, I'm nearly fucking there. Fuck it! And I just ripped it off, and the thing just went, like, out from under the car. Like, I got out, and I was just, like, at a froth, like, and I looked around, and there was, like, nobody there. Like, Ash just was like, are you okay? Why are you screaming? And I was like, I had to get the fucking thing out the fucking car. It must have been my ancestors or a ghost.
I was
someone
just
was like,
gonna say, who was, you need to...
I thought the wheels, like, I was, it felt like those, you hear those stories where it's like, someone touched me on the shoulder and said, don't go any further.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I was like, the wheels are just gonna go, and it's gonna go, just fallen. The car fell on me.
I think that, I think that was death that had the arm. And I was like, here's that heart like attack. Here's that real young guy heart attack that you hear about 50 years later when everybody's still alive. And you're like, what happened to Casey? Like, fucking heart attack at 42. It's 2083. He should still be here. The young heart attack gives me the heebie-jee. Yeah. I can't handle it. There's always the one who's like, fucking heart attack at... Because a young heart attack is like 60 now.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, for like an actual... Because I was like, how would it... Because if I went like another foot, I was like, maybe I just would have got stuck.
Right.
And then just died of fright.
Because
I was pinned under a car. And I've been yelling so much, no one's going to come help me. Because they're like, he's just in a bad mood out there, just fucking screaming.
Leave him go. Yeah, leave him be.
And all I have to defend myself is this dinky set of rusty pliers that I left in the yard.
I am anti-plier. They've never done me any good. Ever. Useless. Ever. I have IKEA pliers that, like, have a flat, like, So you know how needle nose go to a point. And then a regular pliers obviously doesn't go to a point, but...
has that utilitarian
Mine,
clamp part.
It's like they decided... It's from IKEA, and it's like they decided to cut the end off like in half, like sheer. So it's just fat and weird enough not to be able to get up and around anything. Have I replaced them? No. Have I gotten anything new? Because I'm sure pliers are a dime a dozen. Why would I ever do that? So you got rid of the plastic, and now you're driving, and everything's fine.
It's fine. The car's fine. Yep. Totally fine. Nothing wrong with the car.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty wrong with the car, but I'll drive that car into the grave. Death can be in the passenger seat with me.
Here's something fun that you're going to be, like, shocked based on your story. On your story of ticks, Warren went to the vet 2 weeks ago for his regular... I'm like, this was a horrible situation with Rudy. I'm fucking on top of shit now. Not that we weren't, but, like it would be, like, a year and a half before they'd get their checkup as opposed to the year. I was like, I don't want to let that happen again. Let me get Warren in. It's right on the year. He goes in. He's got a weird fucking lump that's like the size of his penis on his chest, which is normal. No. He's had that for a while.
And no, my dog's so lucky. He's got two dicks now.
He's so long. Warren is like that. Warren is like the kid from that sketch, the Upright Citizens Brigade sketch.
Oh,
he's. like something Donnie or Ronnie or something.
Little Donnie with the big old
that's Warren. And it's really strange. But anyway, so I was like, we got that checked out last year. It's fine. She's like, actually, Warren looks pretty healthy. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, this is nice. He's not even going to get blood work done because he's healthy enough. Just I'm like, in and fucking out.
That little hammer on the knee. Oop, good reaction, so Todd. Like, you're good.
She's like, his teeth. I was like, his teeth are going to be fucking bad. But he had his teeth like done like a year ago or 2 years ago. So even though she's going to be like, they're gnarly. I can be like, he just had him done. What can you do? I can't keep up with these teeth.
I got the true coat on him. I can't help it.
So everything's good. We're out the door. And then I go like, oh, doc, I just thinking, can you re-up his preventatives? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's been on the same. You know what? Let's do a little blood work for those. Just and I was like, what have I done?
I was out the door.
And she's like, well, do a little blood work because just in case he's already got some heartworms in there because you're switching to preventative. That preventative works real good. It kills the heartworms and they'll clog an artery. And I was like, what madness did you just say to me? All right. And then she's like, but don't worry. The blood work's going to come back fine. So I'll give you the preventative. And I wanted, and again, middle steerage on the Titanic. I wasn't like, hold off on that. Because I always pay an extra $50 on medications when you give them to me in the office. But she was out the door. So sure enough.
Script was fluttering to the ground. And you have
I'm out the door for, let's put numbers on it. We'll pretend if these are real or not. You tell me. I'm out the door for an annual checkup of $300. So I was like, this is, oh. But then, boom, add blood work and then add getting this medication in-house versus having them send it to Costco like a 40-year-old man should get his dog's medication. Fucking doubled it. I'm out the door for $600. Oh. And
so much more
carpus
time in my future.
It's not it. I get a call last week. Hey, I wasn't even expecting anything, but we looked at Warren's blood work, just the small panel we did. He tested positive for tick-borne illness. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And New York City tick.
And I was like, she's like, so has he been around ticks? And I was like, Meg, is he? She's like, Rudy had a tick on him, like, 6 months ago when your parents came to visit. And I'm telling the doc, I was like, Rudy had a tick. Didn't find a tick on Warren.
Fine.
And she's Warren like, he's good. Been taking the preventatives, right? And I was like, yes. And I'm like, but I know I fucking missed a month or two on that shit. I'm going, yes. Course. She's like, is he acting funny? I was like, Warren acts like
he was born.
like the healthiest dog you ever did see. And she's like, yeah. So what we would normally do here, she's like, because I saw him, he's healthy. What we would do, though, is take a full panel, blood work panel. And in my head, I already know the price of that because of Rudy. That's an extra $3 right there. And she's like, and that'll tell us if the tick-borne illness is actually affecting him or if it's already out of his system. Because with dogs, it doesn't affect it like humans. So if this comes back and shows us something, then we'll put him on a medication, an antibiotic for a month, and that'll clear it up. And she didn't, she was like, so, and I was like, okay, uh-huh. I was like, all right, so, but you said he's healthy, right? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Okay, good.
I was like,
my kids got to go to community college someday, yeah. So we're just not going to.
I was like, all right. And she's like, and I was like, and you said as long as he's acting normal. She's like, because I could see her head spinning. She's like, this dude's not going to do the blood work. And I go, let me tell you what. I need to look at just at this point and just be serious. I need to look at any money I have because I don't have any. And then obviously I want to make sure Warren's okay. So let me do that. And I will call you back next week. And she was like, okay. And so I give her a call next week, but I don't. I give Meg the phone. I was like, Meg,
can you do this?
You need to call the vet because you two have a rapport. And I'm too chicken shit to say. Oh. I was like, you're strong Boston. I'm weak Midwest. So Meg calls and she's like, because meanwhile, keep in mind, we're going to get him the blood work. But our neighbor across the street is a vet. And we're like, fucking Warren tested fucking positive for. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, so what did they say? I was like, they want to do more blood work. And then if she's like, and then if it comes back, they'll give you antibiotics. I was like, yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. Why don't they just give him antibiotics? Right, I was like, can they just give him the antibiotics and then skip if the he had it or not, it doesn't matter? She's like, yeah, people do that sometimes. I was like, yes.
Like, can I just pay for the fucking medicine?
So sure enough, I was like, Meg, you got to call back. We got to hit her with some stuff. And Meg calls back and she's like, so we're talking about blood work and can you just get the antibiotics? And she's like, well, that's
we really like that blood work.
We don't want to give him medication he doesn't need because every medication could have a side effect.
I've watched network television. Don't feed me that line of fucking bull. Dog or man, that is bullshit.
So, and then we're just like, and then finally she can hear me over the shoulder. Meg's like, Hans is here too. And I was like, I don't have any money left. I'm still hurting from my Rudy. Money. And then I heard the vet heard me and she's like, oh, I know. It was so much with Rudy, wasn't it? She's like, but honestly, like Warren's healthy and we're going to do his teeth next year, and he has to have a full blood work up but in order to put him out underneath to put his teeth done. So she's like, if he's good, he's good. And I was just like, oh, ooh, Meg, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone.
Meg, we're going to have to start filling that jelly jar. What do we got, 1 year, 365 days from right now?
And she's like, so if he's good, if he anything changes. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then, like clockwork, as if that tick hadn't fought, like, as if the phone hadn't hung up, Ruby walks out of the bedroom with the fattest, puffiest, reddest, goopiest eyes you've ever seen. And she just goes, I think my eyes are itching. I go, good God, you have pink eye. And Meg's like, she might not have pink eye. I was like, she either has pink eye or...
Meg, you didn't grow up in Watertown.
Crazy disease. We want this to be pink eye. That's how much of pink eye it is. So sure enough, she had it.
Oh, God.
But...
Oh, no. We got one more dog story. And I can't believe I would have forgot to tell you had you not talked about that. So you have the grooming thing in the car. One day goes by. Again, it's busy. It was like I had to work later in the day. The dog's really not taking cotton to at. She just is like, you abandoned me to those animals. I hate you.
Right.
So Ash has been trying to be like, hey, buddy, come on, buddy, buddy, buddy. So we're in the kitchen, and Holly pretty much just eats. We give her a lot of, like, vegetables and certain fruits. But it's one of those things is like I was making dinner one night and I was like, I'm going to feed the. And I was like, nope, let me look first. I was like, oh, cucumber's fine for a dog. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, radishes are fine for a dog. You know, just all this different stuff.
Yeah.
So Ash and I are both pretty good about it. But then we were, like, making lunch, and Ash had just got back from the grocery store. For whatever reason, she bought a bag of grapes.
No grapes so we're for talking, dogs.
She's eating grapes. She cuts it, no. And she just goes, no. Here, dog. And Holly eats it.
Uh-huh.
And then we both kind of just go, huh. Maybe we should look that up. She looked it up and I was like, is it bad? And she's like,
the worst.
It's literally, it's like a Nazi cyanide tooth. Yeah,
the grapes
it's so
are
bad.
Really bad.
Because I was like, oh, can she just, she'll be sick for a while. And Ash was like, no, her fucking kidneys are going to fail.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's like, oh, fuck, what do we do? So she like looks up the ASPCA animal poison control.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about a fucking scam? She was like, I'll call them and ask what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she calls and it's like, you're going to need to pay us $90 before you can speak to somebody. And she went, fuck it. And I was like, can you just take the dog to the ER? Sadly, where we had to take our cat when we put him down.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, I got. So she called them.
They were like, it's 10 all minutes right, had right? gone by.
No, they were like, when did you do this? We're like 5 minutes ago. They're like, you need to get in here right now. So she gets in the car, is blazing, gets there. They fucking, because I was like, I had to pump the dog's stomach. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
And she was like, when she got there, she recounted the story. God. And they were like, okay. And gave her that, like, it's a good thing you made the right decision. Like, the tone of voice as in, had you not come in here, your dog would be dead.
Really?
Yeah, because they immediately gave her the shot. I'd fed her some cucumber because I was like, she needs something else in her stomach if this thing is so fucking bad. Like, I don't know. So they took her in, give her a shot. Immediately, like, bleh, pukes it up, gets the whole grape because she just went half bite, swallow.
You're right.
Just totally got rid of everything. So they're like, whoo. And that's when they kind of went, you kind of could have fucked up so bad your dog would die. I was just like, Jesus Christ. I was like, fucking grapes. And Ash was like, I did it because I remember feeding my dog grapes.
Yeah, dogs can have a grape or two. They're not, you're not supposed to give your dog grapes. But you did the right thing, but you would have been fine. I think. Ooh.
Yeah, they gave us the, like, she, her, for her weight and her size.
Yeah, they know. I'm like, don't listen to me.
They were like, it's not might have been okay, or she could have had, like, permanent kidney damage that we wouldn't have understood.
And then they were, so this was an ER visit.
Yes.
Oh, fuck's sake. Oh, my God.
That car's going to wait.
Oh,
unless that car eats a couple grapes.
That's amazing. Yeah, living creatures. That's because you just go, okay, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck, dog. I haven't had it. And then it was like, I haven't had to care for a dog since I was a child.
Right.
And then that's very liberal use of the word care for a dog. I lived with a dog.
Like yeah, I right. When you're younger, it's.
Yeah, you fucking feed the dog grapes because you're
grapes, avocados, and chocolate, I think. Those are the trifecta.
Chocolate's not great. And then.
Avocado.
And that was the other thing. Like, fucking a week before I got her hair cut, she was waking up. Every single morning, just like, and we just like puke, like phlegm.
Huh, yeah.
Oh. Like, does the dog have fucking allergies? She's just really phlegmy? And then it was like 2 days later, we had woken up and we're like, oh, the dog didn't puke. Maybe just whatever it was has come to pass in the living room. And then you hear clink. And I was like, fuck. Fuck. What the fuck? The dog ate like a fucking gemstone off of like some ornament.
Oh, God.
So it's just like,
she got
Jesus
it up.
Christ.
Oh, that.
She got it out. It had to have just been, because she had been eating, it just had to have been like literally sitting like a rock in her stomach.
Thank God. And it wasn't in her intestines or something. It didn't make it lower. That would have been like, a real decision.
Things. Oh, yeah. My parents had told us this story. When they were visiting, there was this neighborhood dog. And because we were just talking about her toys and things she can and can't have for her size.
Mm-hmm.
There was this neighbor across the street who had a black lab, but he and his dad were golfers.
Schnediger.
So they would. Yeah, it's close to Schnediger's house, actually. Like chip shot golf balls, and the dog would go get them.
Oh, boy.
But then the dog got bigger and just like ferreted away a golf ball and ate the covering of the golf ball.
Sure.
But the inside of a golf ball is just this tightly wound
rubber.
Walnut of rubber bands.
Yep.
So the dog kept chewing on this ball and was consuming rubber bands. They're like, the dog's sick. What's wrong? What's wrong? He literally, his guts were twisted together with a rubber. Like, they just basically took a bunch of rubber bands and squeezed it around his midsection.
Oh,
like,
God.
I was just like, that's the fucking worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's, I've heard that with, you know, those water beads or something? They're like very textual, but oh God, they also look very appealing because they're shiny and they're brightly colored. So,
like bubble tea gummies.
Yes, but kids will eat. So those will continue to expand and expand if they remain in moisture. So if a kid eats it, and I saw a thing on it, it's horrendous. What has happened is it's made its way into the intestine, and it'll expand and expand and expand. And then just block.
Oh,
so these water beads are super dangerous. Yeah.
Oh, they're awful. Like it's just one of those modern things you encounter and you're like, there is absolutely no fucking way this is good for any thing on this planet Earth.
From production
to, it is the fucking
most
alien thing. Because my mom got some when we went to visit last summer and the girls played with it in this like bucket. And then my mom was just like, yeah, the thing about it is you just dump them and leave them. So they did. And then she brought some here and we did it. And she's like, just you leave them. They'll just dissolve. And I was like, these fucking water beads were in my yard for 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, something's getting rid of them. And it's not any pet in my house. But I was like, this stuff is like heavy metal.
Yeah, it's toxic shit.
Heavy metals. It's like mercuries and shit.
The, man, where... the things, the balls, the stomach, a lot of... Oh, so I got... How about this? Here, on a lighter note, but a crazy note. I'm teaching my water aerobics class last night.
Oh, the hot ticket at the old YMCA, right? Still?
Oh, yeah. It's popular. My anybody listening, by the way, you want to listen to a banger throwback, just put on Pat Benatar and hit play. She has hit after hit after hit. Good God. All I did was play. I was like, ladies, my mix tonight, all Benatar. She's from Greenpoint, by the way. All Benatar all day. And you can let that baby play 22 songs in, and they're all Billboard charts, and they're all, we belong to the night. She's so fucking good.
I always forget how prolific she was.
She is fucking incredible. And those songs are banging. But they also... attract roaches like nobody's goddamn business.
So the lights go off and you left a sandwich on the counter. Oh,
so as these women as my students were all in the pool, which you're vulnerable in a pool.
Of course.
Hanging out to Heartbreaker. Oh my God, I see a roach coming at my face. All of a sudden, roaches... propel
like literal not human roaches, but like actual.
Oh, I'm about to get to a human roach. Okay. I'm about to get to a human roach.
I didn't know you literally meant a roach. No. I just thought it was a bunch of scumbags. But
no. I'll get to a human roach.
The scumbags of the etymological kingdom.
I get a look from one of my students who I get the same. You generally the same crew, and they're all really fun. So she's like, roach. H. Roach and my lifeguard, who's awesome. His name's David. He's on top of it before me. So she's on the edge of the pool because sometimes we do stuff where you hold on to the edge of the pool, and that's something we were doing.
Yeah.
This roach is beelining it for gonna take a jump,
hey, baby.
Land on that pool noodle, and swim away. David comes and hits that, squishes that roach so heavily with his shoe, I'm amazed.
Wet hand. Oh, the guts didn't
spew all over the pool.
He's Hasselhoffian with the wet bare foot. I was like, now that is a hero.
Yeah, no, no, he had sanctioned aqua socks on, but so I was like, fucking roach, and then like, I was like, well, that's can't get any crazier than that. Sure enough, human roach. As I'm walking by the men's locker room, which obviously the men's locker room and the women's locker room, the door opens basically right to the pool. I kind of circle the pool. I got to stay busy, you know, like when you're not like, I got to keep busy to walk around. So I'm walking by the men's locker room door and it opens and I give a side look and then I give another side look. Because
it's cockroaches in a trench coat.
It's a guy with two giant white snakes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
What? How is my pile of roaches in a coat not weirder than what actually happened to you?
So it's
white snakes?
This big, long, like kind of albino looking. This isn't a python, but I would say it's a good 4-footer. And then the other one was probably only 2 feet. So this 4-footer was wrapped around his arm and then had its tail like wrapped like that dog's guts wrapped around its shirt, like had its shirt up his tank like, top.
Oh, come on.
And then
baby,
this other white snake was wrapped around his wrist like a like a boxing glove. And I was like, God, God, because he was right in my face because that. The distance between that door and the pool is right there. And he's like, oh, hey. He's like, I quit yesterday. So, ladies, tomorrow's my... He's a lifeguard. He's another one of the lifeguards there. He's like, I quit yesterday.
Oh, he's got a snake in your
so, duffel. Tomorrow's my last day, everybody. I'm going to miss everybody. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing here with two fucking snakes?
With two snakes.
And everybody in the pool, again, you're vulnerable, are like... Are we seeing what we're seeing? One lady's like, I don't have my glasses on. What is everybody? I was like,
don't tell her. He's don't tell her.
As he's holding these snakes, and he's like, I got 14 at home. I was like, I don't, you have 12 at home because you have two here. You need to leave. And everybody's laughing, and he's actually a really good dude. But it's just, I don't know if he quit on bad terms. So he's like, I'm going there, fucking snakes blazing. Show him. You can't tell me not to be here with my snakes. I already quit.
I'm going to be me always.
And so he's telling us this as he's holding these two snakes, fucking roach comes by his foot, another new roach. So while holding two snakes, he fucking squishes another roach. And I'm just going, when is this class going to end?
Wild
I
fucking
can't
kingdom
fucking
in here.
Take this fucking shit anymore.
Where's the rat on the jet ski? That's all we're missing.
I know.
From the New York City.
Let's see.
Pigeon with the zinc on its beak.
And I went to, I was like, I'm going to miss you, man. I went to give him knuckles because he was about to leave. And his fucking
snake
got excited and fucking went for my fucking, went to lick my knuckles. Exactly what you just did. Exactly what you just did. And I went, I can't. Because the ladies were like, are you scared of snakes, Hans? And I was like, no, I'm not.
Not particularly.
But I'll tell you what I truly have always been afraid of. Is snakes in water. And so my...
Yes.
I've always, like, screamed under the water because I was like, is that a snake coming out of the drain? Because I don't like the idea of... I see on a nature show a snake skittling about the top...
Skimming.
No fucking thank you. So I'm seeing these... Ugh. Man alive.
When we visited my uncle in Tampa, he had a bunch of snorkeling stuff. And he's like, here you go, guys. Just we'll take the boat out. And you can, like... It's the most horrifying experience on the planet Earth. Just because you're held to the surface by the snorkel.
Oh yeah, no,
because you got your air tube up.
Yep.
And you're just meant to float and look.
But what are you?
But
in
you're
the
just
Everglades?
A fucking fat target on top of the water.
I've done it. I hated every minute of it.
And if you like buck, then you're under, and that mass fills with water, and then
it is a terrible thing. I did it in Jamaica.
It's terrifying.
And
it's
I ended up skirting over a, what do they call it? Stingray. Mm. But like not the ones that, I guess it could have.
That's
the
what got Crocodile Hunter style.
I don't
over
think
stingrays.
I could. I don't think it was Crocodile Hunter style, but that's all I needed to see. Some four. They that looks like an alien, because sea creatures are aliens. So now completely exposed. If I go underwater to swim fast, now I can't see anything, so I don't know where it's gone. If I try and slowly saunter away at the surface, that's an insane thing to do, because now I'm just locked on with this fucking thing. Ugh, I hate it. Oh, and it was a thing where it was on the way they hide from predators is they sit on the floor of the ocean and let, like, dust settle over it. So I was under it. So I was like, why do I see fucking something? Oh, my God, that's a fucking stingray coming off of the... just appearing out of nowhere. But where were you snorkeling? You were snorkeling in the Everglades?
No, just in the Gulf of
Mexico. That's right. I knew it was...
I wish it was just a... he's got a big hole in the back of his yard. Watch out for those moccasins, Case.
Everglades snorkeling. I'm sure that's somewhere in... somewhere down there, that's an option.
And I'm sure someone would want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an extreme challenge, you know?
Of course.
Like, I'm good. It's like that thing we saw where that crazy guy that abuses women just went on that hike and then died in the Everglades of starvation.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was like, why walk there? Why there, of all places, would you want to, like, pop a tent in the... fucking rainforest. No, thank you.
Of all the unsettling places just to see a lone tent, that was a good one. That was a good one.
That's
right,
like,
there.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, because no one should be out here. But you made the choice to be like, nah, I live here now. And you're like, no, that's why all swamp cabins are for witches or guys with two snakes.
Right, 14. You imagine it, and that's what I said. I was like, I hope he has a big apartment. Nobody has a big apartment in Greenpoint.
Absolutely not.
That is full of snakes. That is a tiny box
full of
snakes.
It's a wall of fish tanks.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to smell. The smell of that
rich
serpentine. Just walk past that, you can
smell.
Hear the buzz of those lights.
You walk by, you go, that's either a Dahmer or a guy with 14 snakes. There's no in between. No in between.
Or a half Dahmer with 7 snakes.
Yes, right, exactly. And a head in the jar. Oh, I was going to say, since we've last met, I lived the American dream.
You did?
I did. So for all you lovely Midwestern listeners out there, of a certain age, you know... of the mall, of that which is the Mall of America.
Oh, yes, God. I was like, where's he going?
The beautiful, biggest mall in North America, in the world, pray tell you, for the longest time. But no. Same owner, same conglomerate that owns the Mall of America, mm-hmm. for the last 25 years has been trying to build a mall in New Jersey. No, excuse me.
That's the most
a company was trying to build a mall, and they went bankrupt at the beginning of COVID. So the owners of Mall of America took it over, renamed it, and it's now called the American Dream. I thought it was American Dream Mall. It's not.
Dot Mall.
It's just called the American Dream. And this mall is so fucking big. You can fit like 2 Mall of Americas in it. It is so huge.
Holy shit.
And it is so... Do you ever get this feeling where it's like... I always felt like this, and it's snobby, but I was like, Disney World, Disneyland is A+. That's pure, hot material. And then see something that's like DreamWorks Land, and you're like, only poor people go there.
Like a Busch Gardens?
I'm not going to DreamWorks Land. I don't give a shit about Shrek. This is insane.
So many Shreks.
Come on.
It has that.
It has DreamWorks Water Park, which is a huge water park. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, cool, a Puss in Boots splash pad. What? And then it has Nickelodeon, the Nickelodeon amusement park,
mm-hmm.
which I will say they skunked you. And of course, I'm taking my daughter to her birthday, and now I get to be
Grump Dad. I'll get to that, I guess. Because their amusement park, you can't even go walk around it. They have it roped off. So you have to buy a ticket.
Stare through a knot in the fence.
You have
Honey,
to,
look,
yes.
Happy birthday.
You in Mall of America, you can at least walk around Snoopy Land.
Right.
And then you buy a ticket to go on a ride. This one, you have to buy a ticket wristband just to go
to just look.
Walk around.
Oh, God. Because then you still have to pay for the ride.
Yeah. So, and so I guess I can get to that now where she's like, you don't love me. And I was like, we don't want to even go to fucking SpongeBob. It looks terrible.
If it's in a mall, it's going to be fucking awful.
Yeah.
You know it.
But Meg's old boss from FAO Schwartz. That's the name, right? The toy store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that big.
Yeah.
I think it's closed
Meg
now.
Used to work there.
The one from Big with the piano.
Meg used to work there like 25 years ago, and her boss now runs some of the amusement. She doesn't run the Nickelodeon. He doesn't run the DreamWorks, but the mall has like mall centric. So it has the Hall of Mirrors and Blacklight Mini Golf, right? And this thing called the Tilt Museum, which is super cool. And it's very like supports local artists. So what they do is they paint pictures in a certain way on the floor. Where if you stand at a certain place and take a picture with somebody else in it, they're in the picture. It's like 3D.
Oh, like
right?
Optical illusion.
Optical illusion.
Thing.
So, for example, like, let me close this door. For example, you can take a picture where you're like climbing the side of the Empire State Building. It's fun.
Gotcha. Cool.
So he runs it and he gets to like, he took us into the, he's like, you want to come see something? And this fucking mall has a full-fledged ski slope in it. So you go through this door and you walk into this. I was like, old dad was like, how much? What's the electric bill for this thing? Because you walk into a fridge like you're cold and it's full of snow.
Yeah,
and it's a full ski slope.
It's actual snow. It's not like Action Park. Like
No. It's skiing.
An abandoned water slide that you wear rollerblade skis in.
Bunny slopes, Black Diamond. Jumps with the snowboards, like everything. It was crazy. It's the American dream.
You got to have every corner of America must be represented.
So this mall, the best is like, they don't give this. Like we went into, he got us tickets, right? So we went into Blacklight Mini Golf, and I was. And it's a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, right? And they don't want any help from dad on any way to hit the ball. So we
Absolutely
did 18 holes of black hole mini golf, black
Just
light
cranking.
Mini golf in 3 minutes, I suppose, something like that. let's see, what else do we do? We got a corn dog on a stick for $9 fucking dollars. Old dad's getting hot. It's the American dream. But they were opening a new store, and I was like, "Oh, this is
got,
a Randy feast for the
stores?
Eyes."
I mean,
what's that?
Because you're saying the sheer size of this mall.
Yeah,
is there like obviously there's got to be an insane amount of like cheeky tchotchke stores.
Yes, so
like crazy necktie store and like goofy hat store.
You know what?
No.
It's still been affected the way malls have been affected. So there's a lot of empty space, and they're still doing a lot of construction on it. Like, they're opening an arcade, which I wish was open because it's a cool idea. It's all board game themed. So it's like
cool.
Candyland, Skee-Ball, and Chutes and Ladders. Like interactive pinball kind of, it looked very cool.
Yeah.
So they're building a lot of stuff, but then you just had like your stores that could afford to be in there. And then it appeared like a lot of stores were just not open yet, but they were opening a new like Harajuku, like yummy kitty store. Does that make sense? Japanese character store.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can't think of the, I don't know if I'm being spicy.
I can picture it.
Yeah, you know, what's Yummy Kitty? Hello Kitty. Like
Hello
Kitty style.
Yeah.
It's all Japanese culture.
And so they have these big, like, Pokemon-looking figures out there, like people in mascot suits. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Ooh, girls, go mascots? Give it a hug. And they have this huge, like, centerpiece where this guy in this really wrinkly pink suit is like, I was like, what low-rent radio station does this guy work for? Because they were giving away prizes. And he's like, everybody, come on, belly up, go in the ball pit. I was like, that suit's too wrinkled for you to be a legitimate person. It's too wrinkled.
You just found the suit in a microphone.
Exactly. And it was
now you're the ringmaster.
It had the I know a poor fitting suit.
The cord game of that microphone game. Was cut.
Game knows game. I know a poor fitting suit when I see one. So I instantly go, that's a wrinkled suit. And I go look for the belt and I see a lot of fabric tucked under that belt. So he's probably a 32, but those pants were probably a 42. So you skip a few loops. I know what you're doing, sir.
Just bunch it up, fold her over.
But the other thing about it is just because of the way the culture works is adult women dressed like anime, like super
cosplay anime,
cosplay sex play anime,
which can get a little.
It was very salacious, Randy. So I was like, all right, we got to piece our way out of here.
You got to get butts in those seats somehow.
But when we went to the food court, Meg had to go do something. I'm sitting there and I'm like, what am I seeing? I saw a influencer because this store had just opened. He had bought bags of shit.
He was
doing an unboxing. So I'm looking over and I was just like, well, I get a front row view of unboxing. And I was like, oh, no shit. I was like, even unboxing is cut and take and let me take it again. And so he was doing multiple takes of the same thing. Fake unbox, real unbox. Oh, yeah.
See what's inside.
And I was like, I recognize this fucking guy. And I haven't. I was like, I swear to God, I've seen this guy like. Not a Mr. Beast level, but like, I swear to God, my nephews or something have watched him play games or like look at shit. Like, cause he's in a grown man and he's pulling out like creams, like Japanese creams and like socks.
Like gaming creams.
Pulled out a pair of socks.
I know what that's for, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not to keep your hands pliable because that Xbox controller is chafing.
Oh, God. That was the American dream.
No, that influence, like, that whole world is so, like, I get it now. It's like when my dad found me watching, like, Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay. I don't get it. I don't get these weird Nickelodeon cartoons. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I like Droopy Dog, and that's it. Right. And, like... So for me with Harvey, like, cause she will meander onto some of these videos and it's all like, there's one in particular. She just likes it. She doesn't even like the movie, but it's this gingery dumb dad guy, like super slickly produced. Very clearly, this is his basement station for unboxing. So this is from like COVID times. Like he's unboxing all these Raya and the Last Dragon figures.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I assume he is high enough of an influencer, they just ship him stuff.
Right.
So it's like big boxes of actual figures and like little rinky dinky, like $2 things you could get. And it just, I'm like, whoa. Missed the boat. Because he's making references no child will get. Like he's doing coffee talk references from fucking SNL.
Wow. Yeah.
With a quick cut where he has a wig on, and he's like, oh, coffee talk, and then cuts back, and I was like, that one was for you.
That's
just
for
doing
you,
that one
Dad.
For you. And he just, it's like this, you can see this, like, manic stream of consciousness going on, and I was like, fucking, he hits the algos, he pays the bills, he's
well, that's
inoffensive,
the thing, yeah.
He's obnoxious, but...
This guy had bad, the amount of stuff this guy had was probably... Honestly, it was probably $1,000 worth of shit because you're also buying it from a flagship store in a flagship mall.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And he's just throwing that shit away. Like, he doesn't give a shit about these stuffed toys and lovely scents and keychains.
I was just reading something with like some of these Twitch streamers. It's forget the fucking name of the person, but they're getting in trouble with Twitch because Twitch is a pretty strict policy of like content rules, like what you can and cannot do on Twitch. So they pull people a lot, but you can make a shit ton of money on Twitch. Do you have a big enough following? And there's these like, I guess it's kind of like now because they're testing the limits, but these women, these female influencers will do Twitch streams naked, but keep it like that perfect level. So they'll be gaming or talking and they're like, turn around and you get a little bit of butt crack. And then Twitch is like, okay, all right. You're pushing it. You're pushing it.
Right.
Watch it. Watch it. And they all were like, forget it. Mario Kart on the or on these titties. Mario on this ass. And they wear these really scantily clad green screen bras.
Got it.
And then just green screen an old video game on it as they like jump around.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's like, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, I get why people were like, oh, this is awesome. Because fucking there's always going to be a 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds.
Yeah, of course. And I guess
that want to get close without getting burned.
Yeah, and that's better I'd than rather the horrific stuff that is just as available. Find. Just as available to them.
Oh, yeah, easily. Just open one more window and you can find some sort of strange, like...
I wonder what...
There was something that may have been in the context of this, but there's this, like, stream of, like, pornography, like, that, like, lulls you in, but then will, like, shame you. Like, it's, like, edited and timed and weird. Like, so it's like MK Ultra shit.
Right. Well, that's what like, I'm, yeah.
Watching that stuff warps you enough, but this is actively, like, I think it's called, like, Sissy Boy or Sissy something.
Oh, that's part of the
like,
kink?
Like, insults you. Like, it's part of, like breaking you down. So it is MK Ultra because it is making you, like we talked about with fucking Ted Kaczynski. Like, they would read letters where from his mom that they made up and were like, I was proud of you, but you're an idiot and I think you're gay. And, like, right. just try to, like, destroy his psyche.
Maybe that's some, like, ultra-conservative movement to, like, try and clamp down on the availability of, because I'm interested to see.
Just make it into
I would be interested to see what a correlation of, has it already been long enough? Getting there. Where, because now it's just, you used to have to do a little work online, but now it is so available and free, and it's just, right, it's all about ads. Online porn has become an ad thing now. So they're not not paying to get a video or something. They just exist because their ads are paying to be on like there.
Go to a fucking record store.
Right.
If you go into, because there's a chain in Columbus, it's called The Lion's Den.
Nice.
And they're, you know, on the corner of every major highway. So I imagine it has to just be like the old aficionados. It's like High Fidelity, and you walk in and you're like, I'm here to buy a physical copy of pornography because I'm hip and I'm cool.
But I wonder what the correlation.
It used to be like CD, but now there's like a cool, the lights are on, the windows are open.
Yeah, you're buying a laser disc.
Got to imagine.
You got street cred if you know what you're looking for. If you're looking for a deep cut with, you know, Rundy Bunions or whoever the fuck, you know.
You got VHSs in here and the guy's like, oh, I've been waiting for you my whole life.
Do I have VHS? Do you have VHSs taped off of Showtime? Vapors. But the correlation,
these are homemade.
The correlation between a generation, the current generation, where it's all available, and whether or not... No, because there is a correlation, right? Because what they're saying is, like, people just don't, like, want to date each other anymore because they just...
Right.
Just jerk off.
That you get that dopamine fix from
yeah
social media, which is where it starts. I think that's the psychological thing that is the we're reaping the whirlwind with is this generation of young people so connected with that and then such easy access to entertainment of all kinds. You don't even have to seek out entertainment. Like you don't have to like, you know, it sounds antiquated, but like, it sounds like we're from fucking Stranger Things, but like riding a bike to the movie theater to watch the one movie they have that you want to see.
Right. Right.
Cause other, you don't have, otherwise you won't see it. You'll have never have access to it until way later.
Yeah.
Like you can just stay home, do what you want to do. And then of course that would correlate into that area of the world. Like, you know, the rise of that incel culture is also, or just people like just not having that connection, not wanting that connection or feeling the need for that connection.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of like piece it together through different facets and you're like, I'm comfortable with that.
Right. Yeah.
And then you also think about like, you know, we're always talking about, you know, making ends meet. It's like, you start to, if you don't have any money, like going out on dates is expensive.
Right, right, right. When you don't have to, right. When you don't know. And, you don't know.
You just don't.
You don't know. And
it's like
that.
You're going to get rejected a lot.
And there's that.
That's not a good feeling. But it's something you can learn from if you want.
Right. And you learn from, if you never have the experience of being with somebody physically, just even on a date and not even like intimately, and realize that, oh, that's better. That gives me more. It's just a better natural high. If you never have that, you're not going to seek it out. So you give them a taste of the real life, then maybe they'll go out for more. But if you just keep them synthetically like, pumped full of...
Fake, even conversations online are fake.
Oh,
yeah. Like you don't have to tell the truth. Like you talk about, there's this thing, it's called pig butchering. Mm-hmm. We may have talked about it. I was reading about it. It all starts with an anonymous text.
Oh, yes. No, woman. I know. Yes, I get them all the time.
It's like, hey, man, sorry I missed you. I saw you earlier. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I don't... No, I think I know an Amy.
Right.
And then it's just this like slow build of like building trust and conversing. Mm-hmm. So it tends to be these insulated men who are having a relationship, basically a conversation with a woman. And that slowly evolves the way a normal relationship would over time. And then I'm sure the exchange of pictures and mm-hmm. thing, you know, like it starts to get, it can get super sexy, but it always ends up with this guy investing in like a cryptocurrency or something. And then like, even those websites are fake. So you go to a fake website, put your credit card in, they take your money. It looks like it. They Ponzi scheme it. And they're like, oh shit, you just, that just spiked. You just made $200.
Put some more in.
And they'll like send you money. And like, but if you put in like $2,000, mm-hmm. so that's why it's called pig butchering, because they like fatten you up like livestock and then take all your money under the guise of like this relationship.
Yep. I've gotten a bunch like, hey, it's Tony. What shoe size were you again? God damn. That's good.
Thanks, Tony. My best bud Tone's gonna buy me a pair of kicks.
Oh, 10 or 10 and a half.
depends on the brand, Tony. What are you looking at?
British Knights, I'm a 10. Oh my god, yes. You're so fucking. I've had that a lot.
Because you just think you need that connection. And I don't. Especially like working with younger people, like they're even more. You get to see how sort of insulated it can be. Especially because the people I work with were in college during COVID, so they were literally physically told they cannot see anybody.
Oh, right. They, well, it's going to be hard, fun transition from fake online conversations to fake liquor. You sent me that awesome story taking place in New Jersey where, what did they do? They got raided? Or something, or somebody whistle blew.
Must have been over the old food court at American Dream. They put this scheme together.
East Rutherford.
They got a crack. East Rutherford. They got a crack team of Jersey PD and detectives. They were getting. This is what cracked me up so much. So it's like, how many complaints did the police have to get to put a task force together? So basically, what happened is the police got a bunch of cops to go undercover to these like 20 plus restaurants and order liquor. So they'd belly up to the bar and be like, I'll take, give me two fingers of your Don Julio. And they'll, you know, obviously pour it, serve it. This is why I was like, I want to see the Keystone Cops level of the like evidence collection. Cause then they just take the shot, put it in another container and then leave. So they did go to all these businesses and ordered all this liquor, different types of liquor, took it over and analyzed it. It was just like, what was it? Rubbing alcohol and wood rosin? Food coloring. And that's what it was. It was just like nail polish remover and a squirt of Coke.
Because
it was so prevalent that they were like, okay. And I actually went through and read the article because I was like, well, then what happens? Like, what's the ramifications of this disgusting behavior? $350 fine and closed for 2 days.
Right, exactly. It's nothing.
Except there was one place that didn't want to comply, so they were closed for 3 days.
Got it.
They're all the best sounding places, like Jimmy's down on the boardwalk and Kokomo Tony's down on the other boardwalk. And then, of course, the cherry on top is TGI Fridays.
Yeah, right, of course. That's like the thing I saw that slapping fines. I haven't been following it, but the Trump trial, they were like, Mr. Trump, you're in contempt of court 12 times over. Each instance is a fine of $1,000. And I was like, can we not just
trial
totally base ourselves? Like, $1,000, like, just say you're in contempt, that you should get fined, but what are we doing? Yeah. Could be like jail this time. Yeah, go ahead. Put him in jail. Let's see you do it. Come on, call that bluff, Judge. Call that bluff.
Case is fucking comic. Like, it's just, I was listening to like actual news coverage and I was like, this is on the news. Like, these people are getting paid. This isn't Hans and I. And they're like, Donald Trump is farting so bad. His lawyers are disgusted. They're gonna puke. If he doesn't stop farting, they're gonna fine him for farting. And I was like, are you, thank you, ABC Nightly News? Like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not, you can't prove that, even if it's true. You're just like, he's a dick, and here's what I think.
That
his belly stinks.
They wanted so bad for that guy that lit his ass on fire. So a guy lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
And it had nothing to do. He was protesting teachers' unions. But god damn if news outlets weren't like, but how is it related to, come on, he's upset about. And then it just disappeared.
No, he's actually just a legitimate conspiracy theorist who was worried about a bunch of other shit.
Right, exactly.
Oh, speaking of politics, I saw this and I was like, it's too good. This is too good. Like, we're just talking about Donald Trump on trial and farting in court and testimony from a porn star about his boxer shorts. Like, it's like, this is next level. And then you got Joe Biden handing out aviators and smoking cigarettes. It's like, what the fuck is happening? But our guy, heir to the family dynasty.
Oh, yeah. Brainworm?
Hey, oh, yeah. I was like, Ash told me that. I was like, no, this has to be like the Trump has the juiciest farts. It makes you puke. And then I looked it up and I was like, no, my man, RFK Jr. So I guess he was catching fish with his hands in the bulrushes.
Yep.
He was snorkeling in the Everglades. Had a fucking brain worm.
A dead
that
one.
That ate so much of his brain, it died.
Yes.
In his brain.
I
was like, that's crazy. And then upon looking at it, Ash was like, no, you got to keep going. It gets crazier. When he divorced his wife, he scumbagged her out of a bunch of alimony, and he blamed the brain worm for cognitive failures.
But you know what? It's
like, once a Kennedy, always a Kennedy.
Once a Kennedy, always a Kennedy. The thing about it is the other two guys are kind of like lying about their health. They're like, Trump's got his one doctor's like, he's as healthy as a mule. Perfect. You don't need to see any specifics. And
look,
Joe Biden,
teeth.
Who fucking can't walk from point A to point B in less than a day and a half.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like a youngster. It's like, nothing against being old, but you're so old.
At some point,
your body is like... not even your brain. What you're functioning, dude. You're functioning, but your bones are bad. You know,
you're at the head of a ship, and there are two wars happening.
Right,
and
but
then you get the guy
Jr.
in the middle
is like, you know what? I got a fucking because there was other medical stuff. I can't remember, like tuberculosis, the crazy things we got vaccinated for 200 years ago, like. Like he spent time in Nevada for consumption. You know, he needed the dry winds. You know, it's like
put me in Doc Holliday's bed, please.
Right, but at least he's like, no, just here's my records.
Here you go,
all of them. I didn't need to tell you I had a part of my brain eaten by a worm because that's a weird thing to tell people. You get it? It's all on Front Street. I didn't need to tell you I cheated out. My wife, he's just ready to throw it out there.
Just rope it open because he's like, you want to come to me? I even think I read something. He's like, okay, you want to speak to me about cognitive function? Like, look who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's right, though.
Yeah.
If they want to give him shit about a brain worm, he's got a lot of ammo to unload.
He's, his ass just got on the ballot in Michigan. So
that's
somebody better take his ass seriously real quick. And he's got unlimited funds because his vice president is like Sergey Brin's ex-wife.
Yeah.
So she's got
Google.
Hundreds
got
of billions
of
dollars.
Half of Google.
He's got half of Google money and a brain worm that's running for Secretary of State.
Speaking of Kennedys, oh boy. Joe Biden put on his shroud and opened that crypt.
Oh, no. What happened?
Because after that New York City big fundraiser he did with fucking
Obama,
Bill Clinton, and Obama, he went, hopped a skipper over to Martha's Vineyard and kicked the headstones of the Kennedy estate. And those, it's like the haunt of fear. They all kind of.
Right, because they backed him up, right.
All his uncles and aunts and brother and sister, but they all. Are enfeebled, and they all have that same like he has.
Yeah, right.
I thought he had a one-off neurological thing, and it was like, nah, it's all of them. And they're like, Joe Biden is the future. And I was like, get the sickest old people to be like, no, I'm putting my hat in the ring for this other sick oldie.
Joe Biden. Was Joe Biden in his 30s when JFK was shot? I mean, seriously.
He has to be,
that's wild. He was definitely in his 20s. He was a full-fledged adult.
Because Bill Clinton, there's pictures of him at like 16 shaking JFK's
hand. Yeah, yeah.
So that means Joe Biden is at least early to mid-30s. He has to.
It's crazy.
You're 30 fucking years old.
And here's what I love. Is, you know, you just... You have a record when you're in public service for 90 years, okay? And he's talking about the protests and his ass. They're like, well, wait a minute. Joe Biden existed in politics to give statements on the fucking Vietnam War protests. So he's on record talking about hippies and calling them fucking draft dodgers and louses and all this shit. And I was like, the fucking Vietnam War? We have a guy who was in public life who was making statements to fucking Mike Wallace on the Vietnam War protests? Come on, this is silly. This is silliness.
He's rubbing elbows with Walter Cronkite.
Literally. But literally. Come on.
Yeah.
And he didn't even look cool back then. He had big sideburns.
20 years later, again on the wrong side of history, fucking bringing the crime bill down and basically creating the current state of African-American plight in fucking the United States.
That's pretty,
calling them super predators.
Pretty wild. There's that. And then there's the busing stance, which,
oh yeah,
amazing. He gets an amazing pass on that.
Man, that
they need to
skates.
Show side. I don't know if you've ever seen footage of how people acted towards these African-American kids in Boston with the busing. It's like,
oh, yeah.
These people that were anti-busing were acted with such vitriol and disgust. It's really hard to watch. No. Like, there's that famous picture of a guy like attacking this bus with an American flag with a point on the end because he's so mad that his kids are gonna have to go to school with black kids. Joe Biden
It's like barbarism.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. And so somehow,
not so bad.
Somehow, nobody's running footage of that side by side with his ass speaking out on it.
They're defending their basic human rights as
like
Bostonians.
And again, he's at the time when he could have looked cool. He could have looked Kenny. Could have had a cigarette in his mouth, skinny tie, cool suit. But Joe Biden was a fat necktied, ratty sideburned. He looked like George McGovern. Like, he never had any style. Like, he couldn't even look cool in an era where most people could look pretty cool.
Effortlessly,
yes.
He's got his ruffled pink suit.
Yes.
His homemade pleat, because that belt is on the last notch. It's long, flapping around.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because he caught the train late. He had to chase that train down.
Chase that fucking train down, exactly.
Oh, yeah, it was brainworm. That was one of my notes. Oh, and then speaking of summer, I got one last thing. It was more of just the plight of human Americans. We, last week, were able to go to the Columbus Clippers AAA.
Ooh,
baby,
it started.
Season
nice.
Opener.
Beautiful.
This is a gem, and even better, we roll up, and it's fucking Dime Dog Night.
Yes.
And if you want to see the beautiful majesty of humanity, go see a baseball game when hot dogs cost a dime.
You mean literally a dime? It wasn't Dollar
a
Dog
A literal
night?
Dime. It was Dime Dog.
Oh, fuck.
And they still do it. And those dogs sure do taste like a dime, I gotta tell you.
Do they come with a bun?
It's made out of burlap.
Oh.
No, we went and we were like, oh, that's cool. That's fun. We had no intention of, like, we were just going to buy a hot dog or two. We were like, we'll get a brat. Yeah. Nope. No other food. You can get your pretzel, get your bag of nuts, and then nothing but dime dogs.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to navigate the sea of, because it's dime dog, only five at a time. Only five. Only five. And the way you saw these people with these five dime dogs, you would have thought they all had a newborn babe. The future was there, and they're immaculately dressing those dogs up with all the right amount of mustard.
Sweet relish.
Like, everything you got. So we get up, and we're like, we'll get, because our intent was we need more freebie plastic cups.
Right. Oh,
so we're like,
of course. You need
baseball
tub
game.
Cups.
Tub, exactly. It's tub cups and yard cups. Ours are all gone. So we're like, we'll get two big beers, a couple dogs, and a pretzel. And because it's Dime Dog Night, we had to get cheapy plastics.
Oh, they fucked.
Where is my collector's cup?
That's the worst.
How am I supposed to drink a Miller Lite in a just a regular old Dixie?
If I'm not locking eyes with Kent Herbeck when I'm drinking my Miller, then I'm not at a baseball game.
So yeah, Dime Dog Night was good. Everyone was fucking hyped. Can we get 4 hot dogs, I guess? Like, we want 4, limits 5. And I was like, we know our limit. We don't need 5 hot dogs.
They had Dollar Dog Night at City Field. I like Dollar Dog Night, including gluten-free options.
Oh, hello.
Mr. New York. Can I get 6 hot dogs? They're gluten-free, right? Yeah, make it 7.
Can I get my gluten-free Dollar Dog? $1?
No gluten. Extra anus.
Oh, these were anus-y. These things were cooked a week ago, and just the only heat on them was the sun that was shining on the pile of them sitting outside.
I like that, though. I like a good old dog. You can taste that.
They were mealy.
The texture.
The way to describe it, it doesn't have a snap. It didn't have the snap you get from a traditional hot dog.
Yeah.
It has that sandy, mealy quality of like a veggie dog.
That's rough.
You get like a mid veggie dog.
That's rough.
And I was like, I don't even get the benefits of the veggie. Mm-mm. This is just actual dog.
Exactly. Those are dogs that went the way of the grape.
I think the hot dog itself was split with a knife to make it look cooked. And it just was like
fresh free. Yes. The guy's got the razor blade on the finger, just like you're opening a pack of cards. Open those babies up.
Oh, yeah. Nice, it was fun, man. Ball game. Cheap dogs.
Tis the season.
Triple A ball.
I love it. I got to catch me a Triple A game. Well, speaking of dollar dogs, I'll hold it for next week, but everybody, you got a nice boner story coming hot next week.
Well,
I don't have enough time. I'm too hot today. I want to do it justice. I want to do it justice. So
we had so much more content. We had brain worms. Next week, more man worms.
Man worms. Maybe I'll even have more info on it. I got more testing to do.
You tests. Taking so many tests, it's like I'm in college.
Oh, yeah. D-. Well, what do you say?
You say we love you and there's nothing you can do about it, Dime Dogs.
Looks like Meg found parking.
That's the face of... One less task of Hercules.
We love you guys.
Jerk practice, jerk practice. Sketch boys love to reminisce, yeah.
Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom, and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom, and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell.
There is, I can't even believe we're doing this. There is a viral video and increasingly viral reports that Donald Trump is smoking out his lawyers with putrid flatulence, farts we're talking about here, in court during his criminal trial. And I am here to tell you, this remains unproven. It's extraordinarily titillating and salacious. It could explain a bunch of different things that are going on. It might be the real gag order.